Next on the menu, we're off to Lisbon to speak with one of the rising stars in the world of Portuguese cuisine. Chef João Sá, with his restaurant Sala, has quickly caught the eye of critics and diners with his culinary talents that blend Portuguese recipes and flavors with creative touches, all while emphasizing the importance of local produce and a dining room atmosphere that avoids the often overly formal experience found at upscale establishments. Monaco's Ivan Cavalho paid a visit to Sala to sample some of its signature dishes and to speak with the chef, João Sá.
Set at the foot of Lisbon's Alfama district, Sala attracts passers-by with its clean, modern interior, set off by golden colors and a brush bronze bar. The open kitchen, with stunning blue tiles, distracts the diner up until the dishes arrive. Chef João Sá, whose CV includes stints with Nuno Mendes in London and Lubomir Stanisic's St. Maneiras in Lisbon, is very detail-oriented, right down to the leather silverware pouches he uses. Yet despite the gourmet menu, service, as the name of the restaurant suggests, is informal.
Sala in Portuguese means dining room, so it's like supposed to be my dining room. So we decided to try to make something more cozy and more intimate. Like if you go to my house and eat, you want to feel warm. And you want to feel embraced by not only by food, but also by service, by the ingredients, because they need to be from local suppliers and small. Most of all, they are in biologic mode, organic one. So it's difficult nowadays to bring something new to the city because there are opening a lot of new restaurants. And I think the point of difference is that it's the cozy environment, the music, the open kitchen, and the warming service.
Diners who sit at the counter interact directly with the chef and get a close-up look at the creative presentation of ingredients, which emphasize Portuguese flavors and seasonality.
In terms of cooking, I like to bring Portuguese flavors like garlic, coriander, bell pepper paste, the meat, the fish, and then give up new techniques and new ideas that came with me from all my journey on this area, and then give a new approach, like the bao, that is a dish that we have made out from pork and clams, that is a traditional dish from Algarve, that we use the garlic, the coriander, the pork, but it's inside a bun, so it's a steam bun like the Chinese they have. So it could be a dish that could be made everywhere in the world, but it's can only be tasted in Portugal because the pork is Portuguese, the coriander are Portuguese, and it's a very typical Portuguese recipe.
Creativity can be seen in the many vegetarian offerings on the menu, many of which are now popular requests.
So this sauce is like the one that you tried before. It's a sauce made out of mushrooms, and it's part of our signature dish, the potato croissant, that looks like a croissant, but it's made out of layers of skins, small skins of potato, and stuffed with mushrooms and black truffle. Because we have a plenty of vegetables, seasonal ones, and nowadays we have a lot of customers that follow us, like, because we have a lot of options, and it's really interesting because it's more difficult to work. You need to be more creative in terms of flavor and taste and techniques. We have a vegan dish that is cabbage, and we give a Portuguese taste with a bell pepper paste and a small twist from South Korea with kimchi. And we wrapped it up in a leaf of cabbage that looks like a Bordal Pinheiro dish. Bordal Pinheiro is a ceramic business, like 100 years, and it produces ceramics that is very natural. And it's interesting because they use the shape of cabbage to produce their dishes.
Besides working his magic on the plate, João Sá has sought out nearby suppliers, be it for vegetables or even oysters, to guarantee ingredients are always fresh.
We try to work with Célia from the Sado River. There is, you cross the bridge to the other side, to the south, you pass Tejo, that's the main river from Lisbon. Then you have the city of Setúbal. And very nearby you have Sado River. There is well known by his oysters and shellfish. If you go to oysters from Algarve, from the Ria de Aveiro, you have it, but they have 2 or 3 days to come to Lisbon. Compared to the oysters from Rio Formosa, the ones from Sado are more fresh, are bigger, and the taste is more delicate.
The chef also surprises with his wine list, which favors local producers over well-known names and appellations.
So wine is my other passion besides kitchen, and we try to grab more Lisbon areas producer very close to us, because most of all the wine is more fresh and they are new in the market, so they want to make something different. So not the bombshells that are from Douro and from Alentejo that almost like overwhelm the food, and more like light taste. And what's really interesting in the Lisbon area, it's the Atlantic touch that the wine have it. So the saltiness, the crunchiness of the Atlantic.
A fresh approach to food and wine in Lisbon's now overcrowded dining scene is not easy to pull off, but few are as equipped as João Sá, who at his previous restaurant in Sintra went 3 years without repeating dishes on the menu. For now, 5 nights a week, gourmet types can sample his creations in a dressed-down setting where friendly service is as important as what's on the plate. For Monocle, in Lisbon, I'm Ivan Carvalho.
And you are with the menu on Monocle 24.